let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Reminiscence from author John McCauley is a work of fiction based on the generations of the Mackenzie brothers who came to Australia during the gold rush days of the 1850s. It's related from the situation in a nursing home of one of their descendants, the old man, Andrew Mackenzie, and his relationship with the nurses who attend him. It spans 160 years of Australia's history, and the characters participate in many of the major historical and social events that occurred over that time. And above all, it's a love story. John McCauley has spent most of his working life in the dairy industry, both as owner and operator of a commercial farm, and industry politics and management, which allowed him to travel extensively, mainly around Australia and worldwide. He wrote Aussie Yarns, consisting of 20 short stories in 2011, finished another novella entitled Cassie, another book called Yarns, Anecdotes, and Memoirs, and most recently a book called F Words, a compilation of articles on 100 interesting words which start with the letter F. John has also written more than 200 poems, a few of which have appeared in print following competitions, all this while continuing to run a little cattle property. John McCauley, author of Reminiscence, coming to us from Australia on This Week in America. John, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
G'day from Australia, Rick, and thanks for your interest. I hope I don't disappoint all your listeners in the United States after that tremendous introduction you gave.
I'm sure you're not going to, and I'm looking forward to having this conversation. You've done such an excellent job with this particular book, and all of those. We're focusing on Reminiscence, and I'll give you all the information. John's website, where the book's available as we go through the conversation today. Where did the idea come? I mentioned this was a fiction. Where did the idea come from to write Reminiscence?
Well, when I retired from the dairy industry politics in 2001, I wrote an autobiography, which was just basically about my life and ancestors, and then a book of short stories, as you mentioned. And in doing that, I often thought, I wonder, could I write a novel? And I didn't think I could. I thought, I'm only an amateur at that. But anyway, I thought I'll give it a go. So that's what inspired me, using one of the short stories as an introduction point. I developed the idea and just went ahead and wrote it.
Well, you answered in the affirmative that question you were asking yourself, can I write a novel? You can, and the reviews have been excellent for the book Reminiscent. John McCauley is our guest on the program, McAuley. Reminiscence, available wherever books are sold. Information on his website, authorjohnmcauley.com, globalsummithouse.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. I mentioned several of the previous books, and you just touched on those that you had written those. Talk about the previous books and maybe what you're working on now.
Yes, well, that's interesting, the one I'm working on now. But the first one I called Pass the Ball, and it was basically to record my life and all that I knew from it and family history when I was young, and I'm going to be 80 shortly. When I was young, people sat around and talked a lot as families. That doesn't happen nowadays. They sit looking at screens instead, and I just wanted to get our family history down. It's also a bit of philosophy of my philosophy as we go along, I guess.
Yes.
And included in it's probably 50 or more bits of poetry. Most of them I wrote as I went along. The second book was Aussie Yarns, and that was just 20 short stories, a variety of topics, but all based in Australia. They weren't all bush yarns or country yarns, but based in Australia anyway, and some of them, since I did, I turned about 8 of them into what I call radio plays, and
oh, yes.
I go to wineries and places and pull people out of the audience to play the roles. And
that's a fascinating concept. That has to be a lot of fun to see your plays actually come to life with probably different interpretations every time a different performance is given.
Yeah, and always amateur ones.
John McAuley, our guest on the program, that's McAuley, coming to us from Australia. He's the author of Reminiscence. We're talking about some of the early books. After those first two, what have you written since that time? Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, you mentioned Cassie and More Yarns and so on, and the recent one, F Words, which people generally... their eyes open when you say F words.
It captures their attention,
There are so many interesting words that start with F. And some of the little things are only one page long. Some of them might be three or four or five pages long. But altogether, it comes out as an interesting book. But the one that I'm currently working on is a layman's history of Australia. I love history. And I go back to when 60,000 years ago when the Aborigines came to Australia, and I'm just working my way through, and it's not going to be a big book, and it's certainly not technical. It's just what I know and what I, with the help of Mr. Google, I've found out. and it just traces Australia's history.
Yeah, it's great to have Mr. Google as your research assistant as you're putting this together.
Yes.
And you can follow all of John's books and follow the progress on the book he's working on now by going to his website, authorjohnmcauley.com. Of course, information there on Reminiscence. Let's talk about, it's a fascinating idea. It's fiction, but you tell stories. You tell people's stories. You tell what happened over a span of, 160 years in Australia. Mm. Where did this idea come from? To take this story and to turn it into historical fiction?
Well, my ancestors, or some of them, came from Scotland. And also, I live in a place in Queensland called Kilcoy, and it was settled by people from Scotland. In old times... the Scottish families, the eldest son always inherited the title and the property. The other sons used to be sent out into the world to earn their fortune and generally go in the army or go chasing gold or something. And the Mackenzie brothers, who came to settle in Kilcoy in 1841, came like that. So I guess they were my inspiration a bit, plus my family. But to make it more interesting, I set it in a retirement centre where the old Mr. Mackenzie, or Mr. Mack, has got the family history in the form of diaries that his people have kept all the years, and he's in his dotage, and he daydreams, and he dreams up the scenery that becomes a story as it goes through, and all the members of his family that participated as the generations go.
You know, he's really a delightful character, and as you say, everything is centered around him. You described him as a genuine old bushy who espouses conservative values and tries to influence all about him to adopt them as well. Briefly, talk a little bit about him. I love this character, and many of us can almost relate to a family member we have that would fall into that category.
Well, I hope you can. That's a great thing if you can get that rapport with your listener. And they understand and get a feeling for the person in the book. I get a great feeling for him, and sometimes I think it's me, but because he espouses similar attitudes to life to me, and he's got a good sense of humour and gets on well with the people that look after him and so on.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, and I'll come back to this specifically. If you are old Mac, the old guy that we read about in the book Reminiscence, but so this really isn't family history, but I'm thinking maybe some of it you recall some of your history.
No, not really. No, it's set in as well as a nursing home. The family ends up in Western Queensland and grazing industry and that. We've never been involved in that, so it's not really our family history, other than the fact that he came from Scotland. It's just a fictional story about this Mackenzie family who came out all those years ago. It's the gold rushes.
It's a fascinating read. The book is Reminiscence, marketed by Global Summit House, a publishing and marketing company that caters to the author's needs. The book you'll find at globalsummithouse.com. Also, of course, at John's website, authorjohnmcauley.com, all of the usual places. John, how did the Native people become involved in the story Reminiscence?
Well, without giving too much away, pretty early on in the generations, in the first generations, one of their children is stolen by a Native tribe. And that comes back into the story later on when following family members are recovered. Australia's dealings with the Aborigines, particularly in those early days, weren't always brilliant. There were massacres and what's referred to in Australia as a stolen generation, when missionaries generally used to take the kids from families, sometimes quite often at the direction of the governments, when they thought they were at risk or, you know, in danger, and reared them in missionaries, in missions. And they got an education, were looked after, and so on. And very many of the people with Aboriginal descent now in Australia came through that system. And in recent times, in recent decades, it's been referred to as the stolen generation. And there's been great efforts for reparation and apologies and so on that have been going on. You know, a lot of it, I sympathise with both sides, really. They
yes.
thought they were doing the right thing, and I think in many ways they were, and the people that they might have been taken from their families, but they certainly were given a better life than they might otherwise have had.
So
it touches on that, and
yes.
then the Native inclusion in the family comes back later in the story. You know, as part of the family that turns up in the old man's life later on.
There are so many different elements that you've woven into the story Reminiscence, the book
yeah.
by John McCauley, a really active imagination and bringing in some historical events that that really people can relate to. And I'll touch on that in a second, but I want to come back before I forget about it. This question of is the old Mr. Mac really you, or are you him? Is he you? Are there elements of you in him, of him in you? Any relationship there between you and the lead character?
Well, I guess I'd be proud to be recognised as Mr. Mac. I think he's a nice old fella, and when you get to my age, if people think that of you, well, you've done pretty well.
Yes.
Another interesting thing for you, you see, you've got the cover of the book there. The old fella sitting in the wheelchair, gazing over the lake, is actually me in disguise.
Interesting. So at least for the sake of this photograph, you became old Mac in sitting there.
I was Mr. Mac, yes.
Okay.
I borrowed the wheelchair and the nurse from the aged care facility in Kilcoy, where I often used to go and give talks and things. And we went down by the lake in the park in Kilcoy here, and I got my daughter-in-law to take a photo, and that's it. That's the cover of the book.
Well, it's so well done, and it ties right in. You get Reminiscence right across the top. You're sort of staring out, looking at the water there with the attendant behind you. The video version of this, by the way, you can find on YouTube. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, click on videos, the YouTube version will come up. And the book you'll find, yeah. again, at all of the usual places, including John's website, authorjohnmcauley.com. I mentioned before that even though this is set in Australia, a lot of the issues that you deal with, a lot of the events that occurred over the decades that you talk about, we can relate to it in other countries. This is not just for Australians, is it? It's a book that, and reading the reviews, people all across the world are enjoying.
Yes, well, I hope so. Just before we go from the picture on the front cover, that
yes.
actually comes in towards the end of the book. There'll be a scene there where that is virtually recreated. So it does tie in with the story as well as being a pretty cover. As far as the appeal, well, I just gauge that people around the world are interested in Australia. I might be wrong, but I think Crocodile Dundee, the movie, and
and
his tourism ads in America where he said, throw a shrimp on the barbie, sort of started it all. But tourism between America and Australia in particular has grown over recent years until all this COVID has happened. I think the interest is there. Of course, COVID has put an end to it. They're unable to come to Australia at the moment. So I thought now is a good time to launch it in America. And maybe while everyone's locked up with COVID, they've got time to read a book.
Well, this would be an excellent book to read. It's a, it gives you a touch of history, gives you a touch of Australia, some great characters that that John has developed. When you wrote Reminiscence, what was your hope? What is your hope for this? As people read this, what do you hope the takeaway is?
Well, I guess anyone that writes and publishes and that, the main thing is your writer's ego. You'd like to hope that people enjoy it. I've given away lots of them, you know. If people are interested in around people and people I know, friends and that, I give them books. But so it's not, it wasn't to earn money. It was to find something to do in my retirement. And yes, I guess writer's ego. I'd like feedback. I'd love people to let me know if they like it, even if they don't like it. I suppose if I ever write another book, it'd be handy to know what they like and what they don't like.
In Reminiscence, I love the
and
title.
One day maybe I might get some royalties even, eh?
Well, you may get a check in the mail from a publisher here in the United States. You never
I've
know.
Had
you,
a few small ones.
Yeah. You just go to the mailbox every day and keep hoping. And Reminiscence is something that we that we all contemplate, and certainly the COVID year that we've just been through, maybe looking back more than we really would have normally. I think you just touched on that there. Are you writing another novel now? This is such a wonderful job that you've done. Great imagination, great stories that you've tied together, a little bit of history, a little bit of people observation in the story that we can all relate to. What are you working on now? Anything?
Well, as I said before, I'm working on this one, History of Australia, which
yes.
is just a really in note form. It'll comprise half a book maybe, but just following the history of Australia right from the very beginning right through to the present. The other thing, as well as history, I like geography, and there are something like 196 nations in the world, and I'm going through with the help of Mr. Google. I read up all about a nation, and then I pull out three interesting facts. For instance, an example, one of the first countries is Andorra, and it's a little country on the border between Spain and France of about 20 kilometres square. They have small population, and of all things, they field an Australian rules football team in a European competition. So I look for little quirky things like that. I make 3 points of interest about each country, and I'm up as far as Ethiopia.
Well, I love that. I love that. What a great idea. And sort of giving it in small doses, and we learn something quickly about all these different places that many of them, the people wouldn't even know that they existed. I mentioned you continue to run a little cattle property. Is there such a thing as a little cattle property? That just sounds cattle property, sounds like work, whether it's little or not.
No, well, I like to keep the interest. We had quite a big property there, and we gave up during 2004 and went to beef cattle, and since then passed most of it on to the next generation and even the generation after that. Some of it's been in our hands since 1821. And my main incentive was to keep it there within the family.
Yes.
But I kept a little bit. I've kept a little bit where I run about 60 head of steers, and just for fun and something to do, something to keep active. So, yeah, that's that's part of my life at the moment.
It's working. Yep. Between that and doing the writing, you sound decades younger than what you told me that you were there. And it's just, you're keeping active. And I have a minute or so left here. What, in writing Reminiscence, how much fun was this for you? And what did it do for you? Did it get you thinking back? And was it an enlightening experience for you?
It certainly was. You know, it was so interesting because it sort of tied in with family history and local history, the Mackenzies, and as I said, I like history, and we learnt all these things back when I was at school. History and geography are a big part. Nowadays, it's not in any of the curricula. I watch a fair bit of Sky News, and particularly in America. And I just saw an article today, an item on there about the education system in the United States and in Australia. It's exactly the same. They're not teaching that history anymore, and certainly not geography, like we learnt.
Yes.
It's more modern stuff and all touchy-feely stuff, which might be good, I don't know, but it's just different to everything we learnt. Listen, there's a couple of interesting things I thought you might be interested in. You say, what do I do these days? Nearly at the age of 80, I've become an addict. During COVID, the newspapers that I buy started a section with puzzles. Now, I've always done crosswords and Sudokus, but now they've got code crackers. Are you familiar with code crackers?
Barely. Well, way above my intellectual level. So, yes, I do.
No, they're not.
My wife does that, and I have great admiration for that and for you for that as well. That really keeps your mind alert, doesn't it?
It does. And I do three or four a day just while I'm watching telly, and that's to keep me mentally fit. And the other thing I do is participate in indoor rowing competitions to keep physically fit. You're familiar with indoor rowing?
Vaguely, yes. So that's another one that, like, wow, that, and you got the little cattle operation there and all of the writing. Yep. And we got a picture up on the screen, a real picture that we can see you. And boy, whatever you're doing is working, so keep it up. It's been such a pleasure talking with John McCauley. Now, that's McAulay, if you're Googling it. His website is authorjohnmcauley.com. Book is republished by globalsummithouse.com. You'll find the book at all the usual places. All of the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So you can just click them on and go directly to John's website. Past works, keep up with what John is doing now and order your copy of Reminiscence. I mentioned John is in Australia, as we called. It was 1 a.m. for John. We were the wake-up call this morning. John, hopefully you can get back to sleep now. Thank you so much for waking up and talking with us here in America today. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thanks again, Rick. And I'm sure some of your listeners might like to learn more about Australia and enjoy Mr. Mack and his reminiscences. Listen, just one point of warning. There is a well-known author in America called John D. McCauley, and there's been quite a bit of confusion in my dealings with people over there. He writes about American history and stuff too, but he's John D. McCauley, and I'm just John McCauley.
Okay, and I'll spell that again, McAulay, John's website.
That's it.
AuthorJohnMcAulay.com. And again, we've got all of this, the right John McAulay, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. John, a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you.
Thanks for your interest. Thanks, Rick.
You're welcome, John.
Goodbye.
You know, find us online, thisweekinamerica.us, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.